Hey guys, welcome to the Speak from the Soul podcast. This is your girl Sarah, and today's episode we're going to be talking about support systems, how amazing and vital they are at this time especially, and also how we deal with naysayers, how we deal with people that are trying to tear you down in any way, shape or form, and how you still manage to push through and do what you got to do. Hey guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. Welcome to the Speak from the Soul podcast. This is your girl Sarah, and this is episode 6. Now, I realise I haven't been on here for a while. I've been trying to launch my fitness online classes through Zoom, so it's taken a lot of planning this week, and just a lot of support to the clients that have joined, which is great, but I just haven't really managed to sit down and talk as I would have liked to. So I thought, why not do it this morning? Why not take the time? And this topic came up over the past couple of days. I've not really pre-planned this one. I'm just going on a feeling and going on a topic that I feel like is important. So today we're going to talk about support systems. We're going to talk about friends, family, humans that have your back, that have always been there no matter what, the good support system. And we're also going to talk about the not so good. So the naysayers, the people that want to tear you down, the people that don't support you. Maybe there's people that purposely do things to try and negatively affect you. You know, all of those sort of people, we know who they are. We've all had them in our lives. And how I deal with that, basically. So I'm going to start with my support system and how important that has been during this time. I'm very, very lucky. I have an incredible mum. I have two other sisters that are super supportive. Don't get me wrong, we are completely different, but we know each other inside out, and that definitely helps to support each other and be there for each other, because we just know each other. You know, I have an amazing group of friends and family that, again, know me, and I trust them, and I honestly feel like with that support system, I do feel grounded in my decisions that I make, in the dreams that I want to go and do. I've never really been a person that takes approval from my friends and family, so I don't necessarily need somebody to say to me, oh yeah, like, you need to go and do that, or you have to go and do it, and I'll go and do it. Like, normally I would go and do it anyway if it syncs with me as a person. But having those people that have your back, having those people that are going to be there for you, maybe if it doesn't work out, or that are going to just basically allow you to do you, but still be there. You know, I love it when my mum's like, oh, Sarah, I'm not sure about that. And I'm like, Mum, I really want to do it. She's like, well, then you've got to do it. You know, you do it for you. And I think, like, that's just such a nice way of somebody being like, I wouldn't do that, but I support you in doing it, and I see you for wanting to do it. So yeah, that's definitely been such a key part of my existence growing up. I think they just lay such a strong foundation for everything in your life. And like I said, I'm not going to wait for somebody to tell me to do something, but I do love to know that, you know, the most important people in my life, the people I love and care for, are there with me. I want them to be with me during my journey. You know, life is not meant to be on your own. You know, it's nice to take people with you on your crazy adventures. What about the naysayers now? What about the people that don't have your back? The people that don't really want to support you? The people that drag themselves into your life without permission? The people that want to negatively affect your growth and your journey? Well, we've all had them. We all know who they are. We all see them, because you can't not see them. And I guess the way I deal with naysayers and the people that aren't there for me is I don't let them in. I don't allow them to have an opinion over my opinion, because once their opinion becomes stronger than my own opinion, which has definitely been the case in the past, you know, I've allowed other people's opinions to be louder than my own voice, to be stronger than my own inner voice, and therefore maybe not doing things through my own purpose. And I think for me, understanding my purpose, understanding where I want to be and what I want to do, and having such a strong inner voice, it's really important for me now not to listen to the naysayers, to the people that are judging you in a non-good intentional way. I think it's really important that you allow that opinion to be a lot quieter, that you turn that opinion down and you really turn up, you dial up on yourself. And that's really hard to do, and it's not easy, but it's vital, because if they take a grasp of your life, you're not living your own life. And through the years, I've understood that trying to live true to myself has been the most important thing. Therefore, you know, allowing them to come in is just not going to have a positive effect on your life. I also use this as motivation. If somebody's trying to distract me or take me to a place that I don't want to go without my permission, or, you know, maybe something inside you has triggered them and they want to blame you for that, you know, I also use that as motivation. I see it, I accept the behavior, because the behavior is just whatever it is. I accept it and I move forward and I push forward and I don't stop. I use that to fuel the fire within me that's already burning hard, and I push forward and I say, do you know what? I am doing stuff right because you're coming at me. I know that this path is, I'm on the right path because you don't like what I'm doing, maybe because of your own internal battles, but I know this is true to me. I also definitely believe in checking in with yourself, but for me, it's checking in with myself with the people that I care about. So if somebody from my support system came to me and said, Sarah, you know, I feel like this when you said this, or I'm not sure that this is the right step, I really feel like, I have a real strong feeling that you need to reevaluate, you know, don't get me wrong, I would check in with my own behavior, I would check in with my own self. You can't ignore toxic traits and just be like, I'm gonna do what I want to do because this is true to my higher self. I think, you know, 80 to 90% of that is true, but I do think if you're doing toxic behavior on the way, you do need to check in with that. And, you know, it's just self-evaluation, self-reflection. And that's also a huge important part of growth and growing as a person. But you check in with yourself, with the people that support you, with the opinions that matter to you, with the people that have been there for you, you know, you earn trust from each other. You earn that sense of trust to be able to have those opinions. People that don't even know you and people that want to tear you down, they haven't earned any sort of trust, any sort of permission to come into your life and to do that. So therefore, my two biggest things is, don't let that opinion be louder than your own opinion. Don't let that voice be louder than your own inner voice. And secondly, use it. Use that as motivation to keep pushing forward in whatever you're doing. You know, when you do what's right for you, people are going to hate on you. When you do what is right for you, people aren't going to like it. Some people aren't going to like it. Others will really be there for you, but some people won't. And it's, I think it's just the matter of life that you aren't going to please everybody when you're doing what's right for you. But what's the most important thing is that you're pleasing yourself. What's the most important thing is that you're living to your purpose, to your light, to your morals, and to your place in this world. Like, that's what we're all here for. We all feel we have a place to do something in this world with what we've got, with our own passions and our own purposes. And we have an obligation to ourselves and to the world to achieve that and to live in your light. Thank you guys. During this quarantine, I've really felt strongly about this topic. There's definitely things that have come up during this time that have really made me sit with this. But just remember, you've got to do you. You've got to think about where you want to go, and don't let anybody tear you off that path. You know, keep checking in with yourself. Keep moving forward. Keep being the light. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, as always, you can catch me on Sarah F. London. That's LDN on Instagram. This is just a quick episode today. I just wanted to voice that and speak to you guys about it. If it relates with you, if you want to, you know, chat about it, please feel free to DM me. Otherwise, have an amazing, amazing Sunday. And I will see you soon for another Speak From The Soul podcast.